Don't laugh because it won't stay on.
Okay. I'm going to leave this in. People won't know what you're talking about. And we'll never tell them.
Never know.
No, it fell off.
No.
Oh,
it's
gosh.
It's not got enough stick.
Okay. Okay. Don't worry, she's reapplying the thing that fell off. And now it's kind of in place.
It's in place. If and I angle...
I'm going to tell you it's gross. I'll tell you that much. It's gross.
If I angle my face like this.
Okay, she's angling her face. She's given away clues. I wasn't going to give away any clues as to what we're talking about.
But now
she has. Answers on a postcard. We'll open it out to you. Anyway, look, it's time to crack on with the podcast. Stop all this nonsense.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
With Gary and Chelsea.
It's Gary Wilson with you and Chelsea Little as well, bringing you another episode of the KMFM Breakfast Buffet podcast. What's happening?
Barbecues are under threat. And I think men need to start panicking, because what are they going to stand and poke while they wait for things to cook?
Well, this is a good point. What are we going to stand and poke, ladies and gentlemen? This could be a big problem, maybe, after all.
On the topic of food, Jane McDonald, quite frankly, has been bewitched by pork pies.
She is living the dream, I would suggest. I love her. I just want to put that out there now in a recorded format forever, in the hope that if anyone listening knows Jane McDonald, you'll pass this on to her and maybe somehow we can meet.
You found the most terrifying festival in the world, Gullfest.
Oh, gull. She means gull, everyone. It's her accent. Gullfest. Yes, Gullfest. It's the thing.
I might have finally been converted to football. And you gave some epic intel on how to actually ask people about their weekend.
That is because I am epic. All of that and much more coming up in this episode of the Breakfast Buffet podcast. It's entitled...
Pigeon Love, Tea Crimes and the Power of Pork Pies.
Gary and Chelsea, KMFM Breakfast Buffet.
And any Swifties are getting very excited because it's officially 11 days until she graces UK soil.
Oh,
she's coming to the UK for the UK leg of the tour, which a lot of people are very excited about. But everyone's trying to figure out where she's going to stay. And apparently she's picking something quite modest.
Travelodge.
It's a... I class her more as a Premier Inn kind of gal.
Bed and breakfast. Why don't you turn up and do an extra, like a special celebrity version of...
Four in a bed.
That'd be great. Running her finger over the back of radiators going... Look at the dust on that. It's disgusting.
She could write a whole new album on the dust.
Anyway, sorry, I've distracted you. What is she? Where is she going?
She's staying in a really modest 3.3 million cottage in the Cottswolds.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's much more
tay-tay.
I bet they've dusted behind the radiators there.
Gary and Chelsea, KMFM Breakfast Buffet.
I don't know what the world's coming to. I never thought I'd see the day where I would be saying barbecues are under threat.
What?
72% of Brits are choosing to use the air fryer instead of the barbecue.
That's preposterous.
Isn't that outrageous? What are the men going to do? You know when they've got the special barbecue tongs and they like rotate everything and they stand and they give everything a poke.
And we look at each other's, but we give men by fire. And we, oh, your fire is big fire. Yes, I have big fire. I'm big man.
I'm big man with big fire.
I am big man with big, big fire. Oh, it's hot fire. Hot fire, ladies. You stay with salad.
You stay with salad.
You can't do that around an air fryer.
Yeah, what are you going to do? Just pull the tray out, give it a little shake and pop it back in.
Giving that a shake and popping it back in.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet with Gary and Chelsea.
Now, you know, I was admitting my love for Jane McDonald the other day and she's lost a bunch of weight, looking really healthy and feeling really healthy.
Yeah.
She's been cutting out the carbs, but she can't cut it all out.
No.
She still lives in Wakefield, where she's from. And people say, why haven't you left Wakefield? Why are you still there? And here's the reason. Pork pies. Bravo. 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 There's a butcher's that does a particular pork pie that she just can't be without.
So she needs to be within close proximity to it at all times.
She talks about her family being there, and it's a great neighbourhood, lovely community. Yeah. But the first thing she mentions is the pork pies.
The pork pies.
She can't be away from them. So,
I wonder if she takes them everywhere she goes. I wonder if there's some in her bag when she's
off
out. Oh,
yeah. I bet you can't look
at it. Travel-sized pork pie.
Yeah, lipstick, tissue, pork pie.
Pork pie.
I wonder if she will go, when she's on the move, will she go with the mini ones?
Or will she just go for a slice?
Yeah.
Just work your way through it.
Can you imagine, excuse me a moment, you're talking to Jane McDonald on the red carpet, and she turns away from you, and you're not sure what she's doing. And you think, oh, maybe she's just coughing.
Yeah.
Picking her hair out of her lip gloss. No, she was
just taking
jamming
a
big Have a pork pie. That's nice lip gloss. No, sorry, that's just the jelly.
A bit of that jelly.
The best bits of Gary and Chelsea.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
A woman called Penny Kmit from America has gone viral because of her making tea.
Us
Brits aren't impressed. She's got a kettle, but she says it takes too long. It takes 6 minutes for a kettle to boil. She needs to get a new kettle. So she gets cold water into her mug, heats it in the microwave, pops the bag in after 2 minutes. Jobs are good. And she says if you do it in the kettle, it takes longer. And plus it's too hot and you have to wait for it to cool down this way. It's perfect. Ready to go. Rest my case.
No.
Exactly. So she's gone viral because of that.
That's awful. Like, hopefully viral and sent to prison. That's dreadful. Dreadful. You can't be just... Then the mug's going to be really hot. And what if the bag splits? And you cool it down with the milk. That's the point.
All right. Well, don't have a go at me.
I'm thinking
is, if you can just do things badly and go viral now... I mean, we've been doing this show like this for ages and we still haven't gone viral.
All the best bits in one place. This is Gary and Chelsea's Breakfast Buffet.
KMFM.
Everyone from the seasides of Kent, and of course got more seasides than anyone else. I'm thinking of you in Whitstable and Sheerness and Deal, Herne Bay, Margate, Ramsgate, Broadstairs, all the way around Dover. Gulls, seagulls of all shapes and sizes. Most of them, shape-wise, quite pointy. Size-wise, huge.
They are huge and pointy. They're like pointy dogs.
Now, I'm just going to move on. So, they can be a bit of a pest, to say the least. But here's the thing. Inspiration, everyone, from Plymouth in Devon, where they have a problem with the gulls as well.
Oh, no.
They're a big part of the community. Gull Fest is what they're having, though. They're going to celebrate the gulls. Yes,
no.
They're going to have music for the gulls. They're going to have spoken word, poetry, painting, movies. What movies? To celebrate gulls. I don't know what. I can't think of a good movie to celebrate gulls. Anyone can think of a good gull movie, let us know.
I mean, songs.
You've got Gulls Just Want to Have Fun. You've got California Gulls by Katy Perry. You've got all those songs. Someone's going to be doing a workshop teaching people how to screech like gulls, who are then going to perform as part of a gull choir.
No, behave
yourself.
That's going
to be lovely, isn't it? And then the guy they call Adam, who's the local pigeon lord, that's how he's known around town, is going to teach gull aerobics, where you can learn gull positions, gestures and movements. Won't that be fun?
What is going on?
So come on, Kent, we can't be behind Devon here.
No, if they're beating us with the gulls.
We need the gull fest. We need a gull fest in Kent. Please make it happen.
All I can think of is the seagulls in Finding Nemo that are like, bye.
Oh, you're going to get signed up. You're the local...
Gary and Chelsea, KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
I can't believe I'm saying this, let alone on radio, but I'm converted to football. It's happened.
Right.
It's come around, and I definitely never thought I'd say that Liverpool would be the reason. I'm sorry, Dad, if you're listening. I'm so, so sorry. We're meant to be an Aston Villa family.
There's a lot of people across Kent that are upset with you.
I know.
On every front
but
now.
Hear me out. They've got a new football kit, and it's inspired by a 1984 strip that they had back in the day, and it looks fashionable. There's like a little collar situation. It's red, which is my colour. It looks a bit vintage.
But Liverpool will be in red. You do know that much.
Yeah, but I like this version of the red, and it looks like something you could wear with a little blazer to brunch.
Yeah.
I feel like, you know what, I might like find a Liverpool fan and be like, I'll borrow the new kit because I've got brunch on Saturday. I don't know what to wear.
KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
With Gary and Chelsea.
Let's have a story of love, shall we? You can't have enough of it. This is up in Nottingham.
Oh, up north.
Hannah Hall. She was having a drink with friends out in a pub beer garden. And a pigeon came down. It said. One of her friends got a bit of a phobia.
Yeah.
And jumped up and said, Oh, it's a pigeon. And her friend Hannah said, don't worry, I'll come and be by the pigeon. She sat down, the pigeon came over, hopped up to her.
No.
And then sat in her lap for hours as they sat
like
there
that.
With her friends talking. And then hopped up on her shoulder, nestled its little head into her hair. Then, when it was home time, Penny, as she was named, Penny the Pigeon.
They named
went home with her. Just stayed on her shoulder. Went home
no.
with her. They had a wonderful connection and spent the next 2 years together.
Spent 2 years together.
And because millennials, they had 300,000 followers on TikTok. They've had a children's book written about them. They've even featured in a TV show. So I just put it out there.
I thought you...
Her aim is to make people like pigeons.
Like
more.
Pigeons. So... There is nothing likeable about pigeons. They're not misunderstood.
No.
They are exactly how you see them. They poop on everything.
Oh.
They make a weird noise.
Okay.
And half of them don't have all their limbs.
Well, I think that's a bit pigeonist, if you ask me.
Gary and Chelsea, KM FM Breakfast Buffet.
Here are the top 10 responses you are likely to get if you ask someone, good weekend? At 10... We have people staying over. Those kind of people will look tired and a bit annoyed. At 9, I don't really feel like I've had a weekend. I was working for most of it. At 8, I managed to get out in the garden. At 7, let's see, what did I get up to? Oh, I can't remember the life of me. What I've been up to, I can't remember. Everyone stands around for ages. At 6, yeah, apart from the weather. At 5,
classic.
Not too bad, all things considered. At 4,
no.
I need another one. At 3,
go on.
Seemed to go by so quickly as usual.
Yeah.
At 2, quite quiet really. The number one response to good weekend.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, not bad, thanks. You? Takes coffee, walks away. End of conversation with that person whose name you don't even know. You're welcome.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet with Gary and Chelsea.
The best bits of Gary and Chelsea.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
WhatsApp group chat. Whoa, whoa, whoa. WhatsApp group chat. Whoa, whoa, whoa. What's happening? What are they all talking about in the group chat this fine day?
There's something people can't stop giggling about, and it's the fact that Henry sent Bite Me in the group chat and then immediately deleted the message. So he'd obviously sent it in the wrong chat, and someone had screenshot it, managed to catch it in time.
Bite
and now
me.
We're all like, Henry, who are you telling to bite me?
Well, maybe he wanted to be better and then he thought better of it. Because a group biting would be unpleasant.
It's too much.
Feeding frenzy.
There was an abandoned egg chair on floor 3 and no one could figure out who it belongs to. But it's also quite nice and everyone's being too polite and you can tell a few people
want
to claim
the
it.
Egg chair.
But they're like, oh no, because it might belong to someone. So there's this like little weird limbo around the egg chair.
The egg chair limbo.
Egg chair limbo that we didn't know what's happened.
I've never sat in an egg chair. I've always wanted to.
Oh, they're really satisfying.
Are they?
They
hug
the
you,
butt
yeah.
quite nice.
Okay. Didn't really have to go there on the breakfast show, but you did.
And more importantly, Kerry was told off for littering, for leaving her Mackies by the bins instead of in the bin. But actually, it wasn't for the littering. It's because she left a solo nugget in the box. I love that someone checked.
That is disgusting. See if there's anything left there. Oh, it was a nugget. Should I or should I not?
Would you eat an abandoned nugget?
Well, that's the big question of our time. I mean, I would eat it only if I could swing in the abandoned egg chair.
A nugget for a swing.
A nugget for a swing. That's the name of our autobiography, by the way. It's coming out in time for Christmas. Wow. I'm going to have to take a while to process a lot of the information you just gave us there. It was a lot, but I think I enjoyed it. And I can't wait for next week already. But for now, that was this week's WhatsApp group chat.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
WhatsApp group chat. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
All the best bits in one place. This is Gary and Chelsea's Breakfast Buffet.
KMFM.
Let's have a look at WhatsApp. And my things have gone green. The things that were blue before on my WhatsApp have gone green.
Mine's done that as well.
So I've just Googled why my WhatsApp things have gone green. They're saying Meta, who run it, are saying that you can focus on the things that matter most on your screen. The green, I guess, makes it stand out. Gives us a modern new experience having green things rather than blue things on our WhatsApp.
That is nonsense. Bring the blue back. I don't like the green.
No, well, it's all about the green now.
But if you're talking about random Google searches, I've got a great one from the weekend. I was watching Stardust, the film.
Oh, yeah.
With my friend.
Where you and me, we can ride on a star. That one, isn't it?
That's a gorgeous song. Yeah, well done.
Yeah, that's from that.
And I couldn't remember who the lead actress was. And my friend was like, no, it's Claire Danes.
Oh, yeah.
You need to Google Claire Danes' cry face. Have you seen Claire Danes' cry face?
She is beautiful. Everyone's going to Google Claire Danes' cry face
now. Claire Danes' cry face really is something.
Am I going to have to do this now?
You're going to have to Google Claire Danes' cry
face. This is not good radio. You appreciate that, don't you?
If you're near a phone right now, Google Claire Danes' cry face. And if you think you're an ugly crier, thank me later. It'll make you feel better. She's so beautiful, but her cry face.
Cry face.
It's really something. It's blotchy. It's snotty. It's a wide mouth.
Oh, yeah. Oh, she's got a lot of crying faces. There's a whole
plethora.
There's
a collection.
Wow.
And the more you go through it, the better it gets. And then you start Googling the niches of Claire Danes' cry face. Wow. She can cry. She cries like no other actress can cry.
She really does.
Leanne in Ashford Googled, do slugs have teeth?
I think they have a radula.
What is a radula?
My zoology A-level comes to the fore once again.
Oh, wow.
It's like a rotating disc of hard stuff that kind of just grinds away at what they eat. Yeah, I think it's a radula.
Wow.
You watch. Someone will Google that now.
And
find out that I'm actually talking through the top of my hat. But never mind. What have you been Googling? That's what we were wondering. It's a little bit rude to us, but we're a little bit rude.
We like to just be a bit forward. That's the way
exactly,
we roll.
Exactly.
People Google, are Gary and Chelsea from KMFM rude? Shout out to JC in Sittingbourne. She Googled what to eat after gallbladder removal.
Oh, no.
She said, I figured it out and I'm all good.
Okay, good.
So
I'm glad to hear that.
Girl,
you know, back to full strength soon. Do we need a gallbladder if it's been taken out?
Know.
I guess we don't.
They
wouldn't be able to take it out, would they?
Gallbladder is gone bladder.
Yeah, gone bladder.
Dean in Gillingham Googled his own name.
Oh, I wonder if he found out anything he didn't know.
I've never Googled myself. You know.
Not much you haven't.
I've never Googled myself.
You've never Googled yourself.
Should I do it for the first time?
No.
Shout out to Sandra in Chatham, who loves messing with her hubby. She Googles song lyrics when the song is playing and sings all the words correctly.
Oh,
and he's just looking at her like,
wow, you're a queen.
Wow.
And while you're on the phone as well and you're singing along, amazing.
So clever. Jenny in Dartford Googled, why was the chainsaw invented? That makes me nervous.
Well, the thing is, if you've ever tried to cut a tree down with a handsaw, you'll know the answer to that. It's really hard and tiring.
It's challenging.
That's a stupid question. I don't get the answer. I don't get why you'd need an answer to that.
Bernadette in Who Googled how rich people are.
Oh, yeah.
That's quite fun.
How rich is rich? Oh, I want to know the answer to that now.
Well, you're going to have to Google it like Sarah. Bernadette.
All right.
And Sarah in Dover. I think this is quite an important question. She Googled, why is it called a sirloin steak?
Oh, I know this one, actually.
You know this one?
Yes, it's something to do with the sirs.
The sirs?
And loins.
Well, she sent a screenshot for us and she said, a fictitious etymology explains the name as being derived from an occasion where a king of England knighted the loin of beef as Sir Loin.
There you are. What did I say?
There
it's to do
go.
With sirs and loins. That's exactly right.
Gary and Chelsea. KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
Biscuit day. Hooray for biscuits.
Oh, yeah.
Well done to Simon Germer, who has won the inaugural National Dunking Championships, which were held yesterday in central London.
What?
Yep, they had dunk off.
How do these work?
So they submerged their biscuit in a hot beverage for the longest duration possible without it breaking. That's what you got to do. So you need a very steady hand. So you dunk as long as possible. You take the biscuit out. If it stays intact, you win the round up against your opponent.
Oh, my goodness.
So the person with the most points after three dunk-offs wins goes through to the next round. It was Simon who came out on top after all of that. It's a challenge as well because the biscuits are different in each round.
I was going to say, what biscuit do they use? Surely you can't put a rich tea against a hobnob.
Well,
that's just unfair.
Do you know what? You are almost reading my little mind here because a rich tea goes into the dunking danger zone very quickly, 8.8 seconds.
Oh, my goodness.
Steamed high-risk biscuit.
It is high-risk.
Whereas hobnob, 12.5 seconds.
That's
it can
fail
take.
Safe.
Depending. Miss Pardon, what is it?
I went to say fail right? safe and
yeah.
I erred.
Yeah.
I can just taste the biscuit and I just lost it.
Okay. One of the very confusing and difficult rounds was the Jaffa cake round.
Dunking a Jaffa cake?
Which flummoxed a few people because of its sponge like texture. But
that's
well done.
Too far.
Well done. It was a chocolate hobnob. That sealed his victory. So well played. If you're going to have a little dunk in just a minute,
just give yourself a little challenge. See how long you can leave it in there.
Getting back in after dashing around in the morning and just about to get into work. Get that kettle on. Get dunking.
Just have
good
a
luck.
Morning dunk.
Do you know what? We should have a dunk off.
Let's do it.
Okay, what biscuits are we going
to
use?
It has to be a Hobnob or a caramel digestive. Because they hold together a bit longer.
Yeah, but that would make it too drawn out. We want something that's snappy and fun. Right. That would be too
boring.
Why
don't we go all out? Let's just do a rich tea.
Let's do a rich tea.
Let's live in a flash.
High risk. Okay, we're doing it. Keep an eye on the socials, everyone.
KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
With Gary and Chelsea.
You were just saying about the problem. The Esplanade, as they say it, in Dover, is closed. Bridge maintenance work happening. But it's one of those words. I might sometimes say Esplanade. But then I might say Esplanade sometimes.
Hey, that's very true.
But I don't know what I'm going to say as I'm saying it. I don't know which way I'm going to go. I don't know which way my brain is going to take me.
It's on the whim.
It's exactly the same with schedule. Even then, I didn't know how I was going to say it.
Schedule or schedule.
I had it in my head and I thought I'm going to say it. I don't know how. Sometimes it comes out schedule. Sometimes schedule. I don't know. Scone. Sometimes, and I know there's an argument about this, but sometimes it will come out scone, and sometimes it will come out scone.
Scone and you need to be gone out of my life. I can't deal with that.
Well, that's there are certain words that I just don't know until I even start saying them. I don't even know how it's going
to
go.
To be fair, that's most of the English language with me.
Well, I did want to say, but... Are there any more that you don't, like, you sometimes go one way or go the other? I mean, let us know. I don't know whether we can add to Esplanade, Esplanade, Scone, Scone, or Schedule, but, you know, if you've got something to add in...
Hear me out, this one's a bit unhinged.
What?
The word library.
No, there's only one.
Sometimes it comes out as library.
No.
And sometimes I just like to add in all of the pronunciation, so I do library.
No, I just think that's a you problem.
Too far? Yeah. What about comfortable? Comfortable. Joking, that one's not real. But library, that's a real issue. Library, depends how musical you want to make it.
How about not at all?
Gary and Chelsea, KMFM Breakfast Buffet.
Dog walking. If you've got a dog, you're for a walk. Walkies! Walkies! He's a good boy. Oh, you good girl. It's walkies! Sorry about that. Sometimes.
Just an automatic response. It takes over you, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. It's all dogs across Kent now looking around. So, I was out on another dog walk. It's just a disaster, really. So I was walking along, mind my own business. An older couple came along, and they had a big retriever with them. And the lady
gorgeous.
Of the couple had the retriever, and the retriever wanted to come home and see my dog. So it started pulling her across the road, and she could not do anything about it.
She had to go.
So the dog and her came across, and then of course the dogs are hopping around each other.
Yeah.
And she has the lady's dog has gone round me, so she's gone round me, and her lead is now round me. I'm essentially tied up. But also, the lead I've told him, my dog, is tied around her. So I can't really move. And now there's a car coming down the road, or albeit quite slowly. It's not dangerous or anything. It was coming down. And the lady in the car made a big show of stopping and rolling her eyes out the window. Oh, can't you control animals? Had a face about it. So we were all wrapped up. And I was like, I can't get out of this. Because like if I pull my lead now, which is round her, she'll spin off like a top. It'd have been like starting a lawnmower. Boom! She would have gone off.
Off she goes.
She'd have gone off like what those Beyblade across the road. She'd have gone
spinning into the sunset.
So I had to sort of stand there while she disentangled herself, and it was really awkward. She was basically in my armpit.
Had you put deodorant on that day?
I was all right, yeah. Okay. And the husband was like, just come away now, Anne. Anne, will you just come away now? And eventually
Anne.
A little bit later on, so further down the road, and there was a lady sweeping her drive.
Yeah.
And you know, you just go, hello to people. Yeah. And she was there sweeping her drive, and she didn't look very impressed with our approach anyway, because they've got quite a big dog. And I went to just say a friendly hello, but you know sometimes when your voice betrays you? And I kind of went, hello! Like really loud! She was back in the garage before I could say madman.
You're like a fitness motivator. You're honestly, making people spin, making people run.
My dog is not going to want to walk with me anymore. He just puts his own lead in his mouth now and goes, I got this. I'll see you later. Don't you worry.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet with Gary and Chelsea.
I always admire people with tattoos. Because it's a level of commitment I'm just not ready for.
Oh, no. It gives me the fear because I know I'd love it for 2 weeks and then I'd get bored.
Well, that's what my fear is as well. And then you've got to get shot with space lasers and stuff to clean it off. And, you know, In fact, it costs so much money as well.
That's the thing.
Anyway, there's a fellow who's gone viral showing off his tattoo. He had a Sprite can tattooed on him. Can of Sprite there. Now, the only trouble is they've put the can on there. It looks, you know, very good. It's just a black and white one.
Yeah.
Then Sprite is written across it. Except the tattoo artist and the guy having the tattoo didn't notice till afterwards that he left the R out. So he just got Spite. He's got a can of Spite on his arm now. That's the other thing that worries me.
No. Yeah.
So anyway, he's gone viral. He's got his 5 minutes of fame on the internet. And to be fair, it could have been worse. He could have had Coke on a can and they could have left off a letter and that could have been a lot worse.
The best bits of Gary and Chelsea.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
Thanks for listening to the KMFM Breakfast Buffet podcast.
See more on Insta, Facebook, Twitter and TikTok at KMFM Official.
Listen weekdays 6 till 10 on the radio, app and smart speaker. Say, play KMFM.
Hit the follow button to get the latest episodes when they drop.
And find more podcasts at im-listening.co.uk.